I tell you what, how fitting, though, is it with how our game was 2 weeks ago down in Birmingham? We all sat together, right? And I think it's the Pete Hanna Center.
Yeah.
It's a guess.
You got it right.
And it was 58-83. And, right, we talked about, right, how our program felt after that game. And with all due respect to Samford, they played well that night. But we didn't think we put our best foot forward. And we had a chance as a program to respond. And what a heck of a response by the group of guys in that locker room.
Was there anything different, Dwight, in the day or two leading up to this game, or maybe even the demeanor of the team today before the opening tip, that you thought was different about this team and thought that they could have some success today?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all the time, right? Your preparation will lead to your performance, and that's good or bad. And we did not prepare well, right, as a whole program, from top down, right, from the coaching staff to the players. We did not prepare well leading up to that game, practices, shoot-arounds. And obviously the game reflected that. So to your question, the preparation leading up to this game, our practices, our shoot-around, guys had a urgency to them. Guys were crisp. They were locked in. They were still loose and confident. But you could tell our team was ready for this game. And, again, I can't stress enough with the young team, the growth that we have made and that I think we will continue to make is really cool to see and witness in person.
Your bench in the first half was outstanding. I mean, McCorkle, Silas, Tice, those guys just, I mean, there was a stretch there. They put the team on their back and got the double-digit lead. That does so much for a team the next game, moving into February and getting ready for the conference tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about a Carson McCorkle, the way he shoots the ball, doesn't even hit the rim. But he was defending. And he was giving energy. You talk about Adam Silas. I mean, how big was Adam Silas in the first and second half on both ends of the floor?
Breaking that press.
I mean, it was amazing. He was defending. He was keeping the ball in front. He was creating plays for himself and for other guys. Right? You talk about Amari Tice, just his overall energy and ability to impact the game on both ends of the floor. And I can go on and on. I mean, it was great to see. And that's what you want to see, a whole team effort. Chase Martin came in and gave us some big-time minutes on both ends of the floor. And at the end of the day, when you're playing at this time of year, it's never going to be one or two guys. It's going to be a whole team effort, and that's what our guys did tonight.
Final question, starting to stack a couple of these now. What's the message, as you get set to go up the mountain, place it's tough to play when they're playing good, ETSU. What's the overriding continuous message for this very young team?
Yeah, it hasn't changed. We have to keep trusting the process, right? We're a young team, but we're a confident team. And we have to keep trusting the process of getting better every single day, whether we win or whether we lose, right? That the results can't change your preparation leading into every single day and every single game. And so, you know what, we're going to try to keep stacking not only wins, but more importantly, we're going to try to keep stacking days of where we get better every day.
Thank you for your time. We look forward to seeing you and all the crew. We look forward to see all of you up in Johnson City.
I tell you what, the last thing I'll say, I appreciate everything, but this was a really good atmosphere.
This was
a great turnout. Our guys deserved it, but really thankful and really proud, right, of the great atmosphere here at Walford today.
Well said, Coach.
I concur. Dwight Perry, post-game, joining us after the 85-77 win over the first-place Samford Bulldogs. And by the way, but UNCG and Furman both say thank you very much, too, after knocking off Samford, too. And Tom, ready to head. How the women doing, first of all, as we get ready?
Yeah, the women are now under 4.5 minutes to play in the game, and they're now up 12 over Samford.